The point in time count itself is a nationwide survey that occurs on one evening once a year, and it's the same night for every state. So here in our community, because we don't have a shelter or soup kitchen, we actually host an event, which is called the Project Connect Resource Fair, which is an opportunity for people experiencing housing insecurity to come together and be able to get connected with resources, to be able to get clothing and food. And then at that event is when we do the point in time count survey, which asks them where they slept the night before, how many months in the past year have they experienced homelessness. We do some demographic things on like domestic violence, things like that. All of that data then gets recorded into the state database, which is shared nationwide.
So what happens to those numbers?
It will help us to become eligible for grant funding. A lot of, especially the state grants or federal grants that you would apply for, they want specific measurable data on what's going on in your community. And then in addition to that, Community in Progress, for example, we use that data just as like education points. I think a really important thing to remember though is that this isn't a whole picture of what's going on. This is just a number of the people on that one evening that we were able to get to this one event once a year. We had 3 participants at our first event. We went up to, I think, 40 something the second year, 60, 80. Last year, we had over 100 participants. We're shooting for probably 150 for this year. We have a lot of really meaningful conversations with participants, and we really have seen just like what the lack in resources were, or where were the barriers to getting access to resources and housing.
And so of those 150 participants, are you imagining most of those folks are struggling with housing insecurity?
There's 2 separate numbers. So we collect the number of people that are coming to the event that are experiencing housing insecurity. We're anticipating about 150 people. And then separate from that is we take the survey data, which will give us the exact number of people that are currently experiencing homelessness. And so that number also has increased over time. Last year, we had about 30 that identified as directly experiencing homelessness the night before. So that's the question that we're asking. Within that number of, say, 150, though, we also have data points on over the past 6 months, have you experienced homelessness? And so we're able to also get some meaningful information from, you know, maybe somebody is couch surfing right now. So right now they're not identifying as experiencing homelessness, but a couple of weeks ago, that wasn't the case.
Can you talk a little about the barriers and struggles that you see in Petersburg specifically and in Southeast that are different from other parts of the country?
I think first you have to talk about what's the same, because I think a misunderstanding in our community is oftentimes that things that are happening out in the world aren't happening here in our community, when in fact they are, even if it's on a smaller scale. One of the biggest challenges that I see just from being in a small place, we have a lot of people who have Section 8 vouchers, for example. Section 8 housing is a program that landlords have their locations be approved for Section 8 rentals. And then people who apply for the Section 8 voucher through the state can then get funding to help supplement their rent, and then that rent money goes straight to the landlords. But with such limited Section 8 housing, you can have a voucher and you can have the state have determined that they can help support your rent. However, if there's nowhere for you to go, then you're still going to be experiencing homelessness. I've known participants that have waited for even a couple of years trying to get in.